This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Reincarnation is simply a desire to live again. And so if they don't believe in the resurrection with Jesus, they've got to believe in something. So they've created reincarnation. I shouldn't have done this. It was a flippant answer. I was just trying to be funny. But when I spoke in Santiago, Chile years ago, a woman raised her hand and she said, "Randy, do you believe in reincarnation?" And I was just being smart. I said, "No, I don't, but I used to in a former life." She didn't get it either. It took her about 30 seconds for her to figure that out. But reincarnation to me, folks, is nothing more than a false teaching to meet the need to live again. Isn't it amazing that people will tell you they don't believe in Jesus and they don't believe in the resurrection? They'll turn right around and say, "But I believe I'll come back as something else or someone else." That takes faith to believe in reincarnation. But it's a desire to live again, and that need is met, in my opinion, in Jesus Christ. If you could bring up verse 29. Let's bring up verse 29. Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." Verse 30. "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." And listen to verse 31, which I think Jesus is making a reference to himself. "He said to them, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." Who is Jesus talking about? Himself, talking about his own death, burial, and resurrection. What you believe about death will impact what you believe about life. Would you remember that? What you believe about death will impact what you believe about life and how you live. It's interesting. One of the anecdotal stories that they told us at Riverside Hospital in Columbus at this seminar on near-death experiences of the changes that took place in people's lives after they had an NDE. One man said, and I found this intriguing, this is not an attack on television, but he said, "I never watch TV anymore, never." He said, "Since I had my experience a year or two ago, I never watch television." "Why?" He said, "It's just a waste of time." After you've had an experience with death, he said, you never watch TV again, in his opinion. Here's the thought that came to mind when I heard that. What changes would take place in your life or my life if we had an NDE? And it has nothing to do with television. It has nothing to do with what books you read. Here's what I wonder. If you had a near-death experience or thought you might have one, would you start speaking to someone you haven't been speaking to for 6 months? Would you try to resolve a conflict with somebody that's been going on for 2 or 3 years and you don't care about resolving it, but now I'm going to die and I'm going to have a near-death experience or whatever, I am going to resolve it? What kind of changes would take place in your life and my life if we had the experience or knew that death was imminent? One author years ago, before cell phones came along, speculated that if we found out we only had a week or two to live, he said every phone booth in America, every payphone in America would be occupied by somebody saying, "Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. Will you forgive me for what I've done to you, for what I've refused to do for you? And I know I'm going to die, and now I'm calling you." And of course, today the application would be every cell phone would be in use, to use his analogy of people trying to make things right. Why? Because of one thing, facing their own death. Facing death has a lot to do with how you face life.
Well, this message from Luke 16 on the expert on death concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.